Good morning and welcome to day two of the Being Challenge at Ascension Lutheran Church here in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and it's good to be with you on this second day of our 40-day challenge this Lenten season. As I said yesterday on Ash Wednesday, we will spend 40 days, although I didn't make clear that not including Sundays, providing a video for you every day and encouraging you to read from the Being Challenge, a book and a 40-day challenge written by Pastor Zach Zender. Well, these videos, these daily videos, will be a supplement to what Pastor Zach writes in the daily devotions here. And then if you're available and interested, we also are having small groups meeting here, are connected to the church. Day two is the introduction to the second keystone habit that Pastor Zach is focusing on during this challenge. And that second habit is the study of Scripture. Study Scripture. And in his devotion, Pastor Zach quotes from the end of Luke's gospel when the disciples are gathered in the upper room with the doors locked for fear of the Jews. And as they are debating whether Jesus was coming back and what had happened to him, Jesus stands in their midst and offers them peace. Pastor Zach encourages us to keep reading through that, where he keeps quoting through those verses to the point where Jesus encourages, well, one, tells the disciples that all these things have happened to fulfill what was written in the Scriptures. Certainly he's talking about the Old Testament, the what they had as the Bible during Jesus' time. And he encourages his followers at that time and now to continue to read the Scriptures, that they and we might grow in knowledge and awareness of who God is and who we are created to be. The story that we read in Scripture is a story about God and God's relationship with God's creation, both human and non-human. And here at Ascension, we've been using the narrative lectionary to inform our preaching. Sure, we could have chosen to use sermon series and continue new sermon series every so often, or we could use the Revised Common Lectionary, as a lot of mainline churches do, but we're using the narrative lectionary because it invites us to think about the stories in Scripture in their narrative context, within the broader story of what's happening in Scripture, what's happening in the Bible. And I think that's important because when we look at the totality of the story we find in Scripture, the Old and the New Testament, we discover a lot about who God is by what God reveals about God's self through Scripture. And we discover a lot about what God wants for us and from us. When we confirm students here at Ascension, we give them a Bible. Not an award Bible or a presentation Bible, but a study Bible. And the reason we give them a study Bible is we don't want their Bible just to sit on the shelf or to hold open their door. We want them to use their Bible to study the Scriptures, to come to a better understanding of who God is. This is my Bible. I used it in seminary and it still sits on my desk and I open it pretty much every day here at church. This is the same Bible we give our confirmation students. They get a black leather cover with their name in it, but the words inside are the same, and they reveal who God is, and they instruct and give encouragement for us to become who God intends us to be. Now, some of us are intimidated to study Scripture or to read Scripture because we're not sure that we understand all the words and try to make sense of it. I, for one, am not very good at reading and interpreting poetry. And Shakespeare, iambic pentameter, I know what it is, but that's not my jam. But I trust that if I were to regularly read poetry, if I were to spend time reading Shakespeare, I would grow in a knowledge and ability to be able to understand it better than I do today. And the same is true of reading the Scriptures. By reading it consistently and regularly, you will grow in your ability to understand, to interpret what is being said. And you might actually find that you crave that time reading God's holy word each day. Well, this is our second keystone habit, the study of Scripture. And in days 13 through 20, we will read more specifically and be challenged in more direct ways about implementing the reading of Scripture as a habit in our daily life. But if you've been with us yesterday and today, you're well on the way of forming a habit of watching these videos every day. So keep up the good work, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 3 of the Being Challenge.